time now for Date Night. Every Friday morning at this time, we are joined in the studio by my very own husband, the one and only Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Hello. My gosh. Applause. No, please. Keep it going for a little bit longer.
And we recommend date night activities for people who are looking for romantic things to see and do in the community. Weekend in particular is going to be tough because it's graduation and Mother's Day. So everything's booked.
Oh, yeah. I would like to take this moment to, like, earn my status as favored son and wish Mom a happy Mother's Day.
Happy
First
Mother's Day.
Live on the air.
Yes.
Bonus points for me. Aaron comes in second.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
It's take my that. Mom.
Yeah, well, you should have wished her happy Mother's Day before me.
I did. I wished her happy Mother's Day 2 days ago with Susan Brown.
You can't do it 2 days in advance.
Sure, I can.
You can only do it
two days in advance.
You can't do it 4 days in advance. Listen, I don't know what the right answer is, but I've got it.
Cool. So yeah, Mother's Day, graduation day. This is the specific weekend where every time it comes, we're like, everything is going to be packed. And
yes,
it's going to be packed with families, like celebrating Mother's Day, celebrating graduation, like all of these cool milestones. If you're just on a Tinder date and it's Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I've got an answer for this.
What do you do?
You got a Tinder date.
And it's specifically like Mother's Day graduation day, and you're in Chapel Hill, and everything that's like high class and cool is booked up.
Yeah, yeah. No, you have set me up amazingly, and you don't even know.
But
you're going to find out sometime in the next 3 to 5 minutes.
All right, knock yourself out.
All right, here we go. So,
picture it.
It's Mother's Day. Uh-huh. It's graduation weekend.
Sicily, 1945.
Everyone is looking for a place that they can go and have a conversation and celebrate love and talking and family and kids and whatnot. What do? You go somewhere that you're not allowed to talk, and you go to My Fair Lady at DPAC.
Okay.
Where you celebrate love and properness and all of that nonsense that happens. Then, you know, if you're Brad and Aaron, you compare it to how great My Fair Lady was at Playmakers
Those
years ago.
It was quite good.
And go from there. So you skip out on the dinner lunch rush at all of the places that are going to be busy there. You go see My Fair Lady, and then you do off-peak dining and talk about how exciting or how great the show is/will be.
So two things about that. Number one, going to Durham is a good strategy for graduation weekend because one fact that's just universally accepted as being true in the Carolina-Duke rivalry, Carolina is a larger school than Duke. So if you're in downtown Durham on Mother's Day graduation weekend, you're dealing with less graduation rush.
There are weirdly the same number of moms, though. Prove me wrong.
I'll work on that.
Yeah.
Also, secondly, side note, random observation, how weird is it to characterize My Fair Lady, a show that's literally about speaking, as a show in which you're not allowed to talk?
Listen, I told you, you set me up well. This all works in multiple
The rain
layers.
In Spain stays shh. There's a play going on.
Man, why is Eliza on stage and in the audience?
Why are we sitting in the Cockney section?
Blimey.
All right. So the other thing that's happening is not only is it Mother's Day and graduation weekend, there's also like a whole weekend around that. So Friday stuff is going on, Saturday stuff is going on. If you
want
a romantic day, you don't necessarily have to do it on Sunday. You can do it on graduation weekend and be okay. Really exciting for those of you who do imbibe. Beltree is reopening tonight officially in Carborough, which is a great speakeasy-ish bar.
Yeah.
We call it a speakeasy,
I mean,
right? It's not really, but it basically is.
It's in the back of a car wash.
Yeah, it's around the corner from that crazy Merritt Mill, Franklin Street, turning into Main Street intersection. Like, there's an arrow pointing to the back, and there's a nondescript door, and that's Beltree off of, I don't even know what the name of the street is, to be honest.
Just go to the taco truck.
Yes.
And, like,
just
keep going.
Half a block down the road from the taco Taco Truck is this great bar. And it has closed for renovations. Obviously, they went through COVID and they've been through a lot, but they're still going. They did their renovations. They've expanded the size of the bar and they're reopening tonight. So head there and check that out. We might be there. We might be seeing like a whole bunch of shows at Cat's Cradle tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna do the rounds in Carrboro. Come by, say hello, buy us a drink.
Yeah.
That's a great date night. Is when strangers come and buy you drinks.
Is this now the point of date night is to tell people where we're going to be on such and such a night? So if they want to come by and buy us beverages and food, they can absolutely do that.
I will shout you all out by name.
Other ideas.
I have to check my calendar for this because I don't think the weather is going to be dismal. But I weirdly think this weekend is Shikori Hills.
It is Shikori Hills.
And it's not going to rain the entire gosh dang weekend.
It will rain for part of the gosh dang weekend.
Because it's Shikori Hills.
But not the entire gosh dang weekend.
And
so,
like,
yes.
We, not every year, but semi-regularly go to Shikori Hills and wander around on day three after everybody's been camping in the woods and been rained on for 72 hours.
Yep.
But that's fun. You can go listen to live music, go see arts and crafts, eat food, or do what I do and just go to the one beer tent and drink a lot of beer and say, gosh, it's humid, which is a tradition that you can start, which is romantic.
And that is date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.